Welcome back. We're on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and you're listening to Be Investable.
We're in TechStars. It's a great accelerator, a great network of partners, and we're here really to leverage all that, and it's three main reasons. One is really to work with the partners and the industry leaders to kind of showcase and pilot our technology and show basically that we're beyond the POC, that we have a product. Mm-hmm. Two, through these pilots is maybe kind of develop partnerships for the long term in terms of technology development or business opportunities. And three, obviously, through all these discussions is really try to stress test the business model. We work in an emerging market, mm-hmm. all the smart city sphere, autonomous vehicles, AI, this is all new also to all these large corporations. And the market is not exactly defined yet, so we're kind of trying to find our place in that whole ecosystem. And that's also quite important for us.
Well, the last thing you brought up is so interesting. And most of the time when you want to be innovative, you take a stagnant or at least a target that's still, and you find out where you're going to fit in or where you can find a niche. We're in this autonomous vehicle, emerging technology space that's always changing, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are on top of the vehicle and the technology changing in real time. We have IoT, we have smart cities all happening, and you guys, it's a moving target mm-hmm. that you guys are figuring out how do we fit in, how do we make sense? Because I think some people on the other side of this, they don't even know exactly where this is going yet.
So, I mean, we have our assumptions.
Yeah.
We know it's coming.
Yeah.
And the matter now for us is really how can we create a business around all these new technologies that are coming? But we are pretty confident the market is going there.
Yeah.
So and from our background, we worked on kind of the business side and looking at these trends. At our consulting firms, at my previous job, I was looking specifically on understanding autonomous cars market in the next 20 to 30 years. So we have a very good understanding of long term where the automotive market is going. And what we're developing is basically not the immediate need for autonomous cars, but that will become very important in the next 3 to 5 years when you have them on the roads. So we, in a sense, we're ahead of the market, but we're not really making big bets because the industry already is adopting the idea of autonomous cars. And we're saying when these autonomous cars will be on the roads, they need to be connected to their surrounding. And they need to be able to drive safer, understanding what other vehicles are doing. And we are developing that technology.
Got it.
This is for autonomous vehicles. Obviously, we have a product for immediate release that is working on existing car, conventional cars as well.
Okay. So your current product could work on an existing car to make them safer.
It's for connected vehicles. Existing, we can retrofit a car and make it a connected vehicle. We can work with vehicles that are connected by default through factory connected devices, and by extension, or actually by need, autonomous cars also need to be connected to be able to do what George was talking about and understand its surroundings. And this is where by extension we also serve the autonomous vehicle market.
That's great. Now I gotta ask, so in coming over here, what's probably been the greatest part of you guys getting to be here in Detroit and getting to be part of it? Besides what you're doing at TechStars, are you guys getting to enjoy a little bit about the city? Or
we are, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised actually from what the city has to offer. It's just a friendly place to be, and definitely it seems like it's coming back.
Yeah.
And you know, this is on a personal level. I think also on business level, we see potentially we could have a presence here. It's centrally located. As Carlo was mentioning earlier, it's a great place to be conducting business in that field. The talent is there. And it seems there is a willingness from the leadership in Detroit and around in Michigan to be a leader in connected and autonomous vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you alluded to earlier just the community and the network that TechStars does and what it brings for you guys with the mentors and some of the corporate partners. It's got to be, for what you guys are doing specifically, very beneficial for you.
Yeah, and I think the folks here at TechStars told us the other day, I think they organized the most meetings of all the TechStars programs. So that's also super powerful to say we're in Detroit, Michigan, and the startups are able probably to conduct the most number of meetings of all the different cohorts. And for who would have assumed that of Detroit And it's actually a pretty cool and I would say thriving ecosystem when it comes to our industry.
And for us as a startup, being in Dubai, being, you know, having strong technology and also having support of Dubai and the leadership there actually supporting us, it's great for us to say, okay, we are also plugged into the global ecosystem.
Yeah.
So this is really an opportunity to be able, through the partners, to be able to say, we talk to all these different players in this ecosystem, and we understand really their needs, we understand what you can do for them in the short term and long term. It's really a unique opportunity to be able to do that.
That is awesome. Well, George, Carl, I appreciate you guys joining me and talking a little more about your company, Dirk, and I look forward to reading about you guys and all your successes in the days and years to come.
Thank you.
Thank
awesome.
You very much.
Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
You're listening to Be Investable on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsor.